pretty good operation that went. I was just in the process of typing a note to you. I was next door, so my notes are all next door. But in general, about 40 USAF aircraft struck the Hot 10 highway bridge and completely destroyed it. Then they went on to hit targets of opportunity and struck four Vietnamese trucks and several others that were hidden in some brush or bushes. A combined Vietnamese USAF effort was partially successful in that our planes got to the target and shot up a ferry. The Vietnamese aircraft, however, aborted because of some low-lying patchy fog in the target area. U.S. Navy aircraft from the Midway conducted armed reconnaissance along Route 1 and 15 and didn't sight any targets. So they struck a barrack area on the Isle of Tiger on the way back. We don't have the results in yet on that. A second mission, again an armed reconnaissance mission, from Vent north to the 20th parallel is in the process of going on now. We don't have the results on that one either. And a third mission was canceled because of weather. That was a short one between the demarcation line up to Vent. That pretty much takes care of our Rolling Thunder action for last night. We do have an awful lot of paper in from our ambassador, Ambassador Taylor, in regard to this proposed conference on Cambodia. But I think Mr. Bundy would probably want to talk to you about that. It's a little bit complicated, and we have several messages in which are too long to brief at this moment.
What does he say? What's the matter? He against it or it?
Well, Cambodia, of course, is proposed this thing.
I understand. I don't know what Taylor thinks.
Well, let me see if I can grab a real quick one here. He says, you know, the South Vietnamese premier yesterday pretty much backed this up.
Yeah.
Now, he says, Taylor says that he was caught in a box because one of his ministers had told Gordon Walker that he was for this meeting. And so Quat, rather than show up his minister in front of Walker, sort of went along with it. But the fact is, according to Taylor, that Quat wants to give this quite a bit more study. And he's not as warm for the meeting as we originally thought yesterday. So it's a matter of getting Quat having been boxed in by his minister. And let's see, I have a message here. Johnson, this is Ambassador Johnson, has told Dole, that's the minister that blew the news out, that although we were caught by surprise by his interview, we felt positions he had taken were sound. And Johnson also summarized for Doe arguments in favor of acceptance along lines instructed by department, as well as positions we would propose to take with respect to Cambodia. Meanwhile, strongly urge that Washington not make any announcement until we can get this matter straightened out here. Believe we can do so, but we'll need at least through tomorrow. Believe draft text of announcement is satisfactory, assuming we are able to obtain South Vietnamese acceptance of the conference. Johnson showed the text to Doe, who had no suggestions, but of course, we do not have Quat's concurrence. I think that briefly summarizes what we have here from Ambassador Taylor last night. He also raised the question of RB-66s with General Mann, and they've been approved.
What's RB-66?
It's a high reconnaissance aircraft, I believe, sir.
All right.
let me think here. We do have a piece of press, which I think you'll be interested in, and I want to mention to you, we don't have any reports in officially from MACV, but it involves Viet Cong guerrillas ending a prolonged lull in the fighting in the Mekong Delta yesterday with two successful attacks on government troops as little as 8 miles from Saigon. The American military spokesman said the Reds overran a militia outpost 8 miles south of the city, killing or wounding all but two of the 33-man garrison. In another clash reported, communist forces surrounded an 80-man government unit along a river 55 miles south of the capital, and half the government force was killed, missing or wounded before survivors managed to escape. Now, these are press reports, and we don't have a confirmation from MACV on this, or from General Bush Warren. That is about, I think, the highlights that we had last evening, sir. I'm sure Mr. Bundy will probably want to talk more to you about other matters.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.